Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I promise that as long as I'm inspired by an insight from the Nesiva Shalom, that's going to be our theme for this year. So he hasn't failed me yet. And I wanted to, as I mentioned last week, learn together a piece from the Nesiva Shalom, B'chavrusa, and hopefully to learn out a very powerful idea that I think is highlighted in this week's Parsha. If you have the source sheet in front of you, the first insight from him on this week's parsha, and he asks a number of such obvious questions. I kick myself every single time I say to myself, they're so obvious. How come I didn't ask some of these same questions? That's what makes him the Nesiva Shalom and me not. And the Nesiva Shalom asks the following. Take a look. First page. Right? The Torah says this was the life of Sarah, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. And again, this was the life of Sarah. There's a lot that we are medayik that we derive out from this pasuk. Rishis, the first thing. Why is it that by only Sarah, none of the other imos, do we say that Rivka died whatever her age was? We don't go through a whole discussion about how many years it was and divide it up 127. We don't do this by any of the other imos. That's question number one. Oh, question number two. Mao kefal amu shnei chayei Sarah. The pasuk said at the very beginning, vayu chayei Sarah, me'ah shana ve'asum shana ve'sheva shneim, shnei chayei Sarah. It's a kefal lashon. We just established as the introduction to that pasuk, these are the years of Sarah's life. Why do we have to repeat that which we already established at the beginning of that pasuk? Question number two. V'rashi pevash kulan shavin letovin. Rashi tells us, Why we have is vakati tzarech, right, that they're all equal in good, her 100 years, or 20 years, or 7 years. Tzarech bir lefiza matam psibul anatarinin says shukul and shavah the Torah, v'lo matzina bin makom acher. We don't see this by any other person, not by Avram Avinu, not by Yitzchak, not by Yaakov, not by the Imos, not by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, Aaron. We don't see them anybody else, kul and shavah the tova. Dafka, what are we supposed to learn? It's just the fact that she was such a good tzaddik, I think we could figure that out by the psukim. What's this kul and shavah the tova? The pasuk says Livkosa Bekaf Zeira Zeira, right? If you look in the Klaf of the Torah and Livkosa, the Kaf is small. So everybody knows the Kaf of Baaturim. The Baaturim writes Shemishum Shalubach Elamadavishes Zekena Haisa. Why was it a small Kaf from the word Livkosa that it was a little Kaf? Because Avraham Avinu only cried a little bit. Why did he cry a little bit? Because she had a Baruch Hashem a very long life. It's not a tragedy with when a 127-year-old woman dies. It's a pretty long life. So he didn't cry so much. The gamzet zarech bir. We also have to ask the question, so that the Torah needed to tell me that Avram didn't cry so much because she had a full life? What's the Torah trying to communicate here? Question number three. On the part of that pasuk that says that he was maspid sar and he cried a little bit for her, what did Rashi say? Nismicha misa sar lakedas Yitzchak. The famous Rashi that tells us that the Torah juxtaposed the death of Sarah to akedas Yitzchak. Why? Levesha ayidei besuras haakedas in his name bin al shchita v'chemash l'nishchat pircha nishmasa mimenu umesa. What's the juxtaposition? Because the Torah was telling us that it was because of what happened in last week's parsha that she died. She heard that Avram shechted Yitzchak, right? According to the Medrash, Og really wanted to marry Sarah, so she thought if she told him she'd be able to marry him, and ultimately she died. So the Tzarech Biyum Madu Kasev Zos Rashi Al Spol the Tzarev Liv Kosa. Why is Rashi commenting that Medrash on this part of the pasuk of where he was crying? Shouldn't Rashi be commenting on the part of the pasuk where Sarah actually died? What are you telling me about the part that Avram was crying and being maspid her and eulogizing her? We should have said it over there when she died. The whole concept, the whole essence of Rashi's explanation doesn't make a whole lot of sense. How could it be that because of the akedah that caused Sarah to die? Farei shomer mitzvah lo yodudor davara. When a person is doing a mitzvah, people are protected from it. Ve'ech efsha sheminisan kadosh kazeh yatzar davara. We know that any time you're doing a shlichach mitzvah, right? That's why we give people dollars when they go to Eretz Yisrael and they're going on that long trip. It's to protect them because they're doing a shlichach mitzvah money. Here, Avram Avinu was sent to do the shlichus of Hashem, and we know no ra comes from the shlichus of Hashem. How could it be that Sarah died because of this shlichus? Doesn't make sense. We know that the madriga of Sarah was on a higher level of nevuah than Avram Avinu. When Avram was grappling what to do with Yishmael, should we send him out? Should we not send him out? So Avram Avinu consulted the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam said, whatever she says, shouldn't say it too loudly, our wives are going to hear it, it's going to get us in trouble. Whatever she says, listen to her words. Lamadu shayam tafel asar b'nevius. We see that Sarah was on a much higher level than Avraham when it came to her nevuah. V'imkein eich efshar sh'avram v'yitzchak amdu b'nisayon. How is it possible that Avram was standing in this nisayon? V'ilusar k'shashama mizeh parach ha'nishmasa. When she would hear this apparent episode that didn't even occur, that she somehow died. A lot of amazing questions. Let's recap really quickly so we know what we're talking about over here. Number one, why does the Torah need to tell us Shnei Chayisar, Shana, Vesum Shana? Why the whole bit? Number two, why the Kefal Lashon? Why tell us at the beginning Chayisar, Shnei Chayisar? Number three, we don't see this by anybody else. Number four, what's this whole deal that the Livkosa with the small cuff? We need to know that Avraham Avinu only cried a little bit, he didn't cry a lot. Number five, why do we have the Nismas Smichas Aparshios? Why does Rashi comment on the eulogy part and not on the part that actually Sarah died from to tell us that she died from finding out about the Akedah? Seems to me that the commentary was misplaced. Number six, how could it be that Sarah died from this Shlichas of Hashem, of Avram Avinu for Hashem? We know the Maimar Chazal tell us no evil happens to people who aren't involved in Shlichas of Hashem. And finally, if we know that Sarah is on a higher level, how could it possibly be that Sarah would have allowed herself to be overcome with emotion, be blown away by what she thought she had heard? After all, we know Avram Avinu is not on the same level as Sarah. Sarah had much greater nevuah. What's going on? So I want to share with you something unbelievable. I know I say that every week, but I'm going to say it again today. How could it happen? She had a higher nevuah. She knew what happened. She knew that he wasn't actually killed. No, nothing just happens. Not in the Torah. Nothing just happens. There has to be an understanding of how it could have happened. But if she has nevuah, she's on a higher level. She knew that it wasn't going to be killed. How could she have allowed herself to be fooled into thinking something that with her nevuah, she would never happen? Yeah? So the Nesiv HaShalom introduces us with a concept we say every single day in our Mariv. Listen to what he says. V'yish lomar b'yar inyon, second page, Kuf Chav Tes. V'yine anu mevakshim b'tfila, v'haser satan milfaneinu. We ask Hashem every single Mariv that Hashem should not only remove the Satan that we confront head on, but also that the Satan behind us, he should remove behind us. Hainu, sheyeshnu inyan Satan milfanenu. There's a Satan out there. Hayitzar is Gabriel Yudi Kodem Asiyas Mitzvah Kodem Ani Yisrael Limnoa Mimenu Shloikam Mitzvah Shloyama Ben Yisayon. There's one type of Satan. He's not so creative, Rabbi Brand. He comes head on. He takes you on. He tells you, maybe you should think twice about doing that chesed. You have a lot of other things to do. Maybe you shouldn't learn that extra shir. You really need to help your wife out. She's going to think you're just trying to get out of doing something. Right? There's a lot of the satan when he comes at you. He doesn't try to mask himself. His whole objective, his whole goal is to deter you from doing a mitzvah, from withstanding a nisyon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents before you. That's one type of satan. Like we know with the Akedah, Kedis of Midrashi Chazal, called Achbulos of Shalas Satan Limnos Avram Mimasa Akedah, right? Like the Akedah, all the Midrashim that tells us that a Satan masked himself in different ways, telling him you really shouldn't do this, right? And the Shabbat Lav Armel Zakin showed that they would say you foolish old man, right? Hari Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tvichacha Ki Bitzchak Yerakar Lecha Zera Vilu Atu Omer Lecha Veelu Sham LeOla Shein Zekim Dimyon, right? They said to him, what are you doing? He just told you, Hashem, just a little while ago, that this child is going to be the descendant of the progeny, as we spoke about last week. What, are you crazy? You're going to go kill the one kid that's going to carry your legacy? Right? Trying to mask himself in different ways to try to deter Avram. That's the satan that comes straight at you. That's one type of satan that he's going to come at you. He's going to try to prevent you from withstanding. And we all have them, right? We're all thinking in our head right now, all those satans that are coming at us straight on, that we don't even mask. Hashem is not trying, he's not trying to fool himself. He's trying to deter you. But there's another type of satan out there, and he's far more dangerous. There's another type of satan. Oh, that satan is a lot more creative. He's not going to let you think he's coming right at you. right? He's gabru ayitzer la'achra maisa. What does he do? He doesn't stop you from doing the original mitzvah, but afterwards he starts to say, was it worth it? Look at all the other consequences that happened from that which you did. If you really think you would have done that again? It's worth doing again? Right? He makes you, convinces you, you know what? That mitzvah you did, I don't think that was such a good decision. Hoping that what's going to happen? He'll have charata, which will also create a little bit of a pagam, a blemish to what you did. And the next time you go and involve yourself and want to engage in that mitzvah, what's going to be you remember? You're going to remember, wasn't such a good idea last time. And he's going to nail you. Those are two types of yetzaharas. Those are two types of satans. And we know both of them, unfortunately, very, very well. Listen to what Nesiva Shalom says as to how he approaches this entire episode and answers all the questions we discussed. Skip to the top of the next page, top of the next column. V'apizeh yuvar inyan, never thought of this before. Gimel pa'amim ve'yelchu yachtov haniskar b'parsha. There are three times during the Akedah, I brought a chumash just in case you don't believe me. There are three times in which the Torah uses the same three words, v'yelchu shnehem yachtov. Three times. First time he says it is when they're walking, they get up early in the morning, he comes with his avadim, he's ready to ascend the mountain of Har Maria, right, Har Abayis, and he leaves everybody else behind. V'yelchu shnehem yachtov, Avram and Yitzchak start on their trek by themselves. Then Yitzchak starts to wonder what's going on here, and he says, Yira lo haseh, Hashem's going to show who the carbon is. V'yelchu shnehem yachtov, once again, the two of them, Yitzchak again repeats the same lashon of V'yelchu shnehem yachtov. Never picked up on this. Then after they're told, stop, this is not a good idea, the aisle, svach v'karno, and you know, you're going to bring the ram as the carbon in lieu of you, Yitzchak. They come back down. He sees the avadim. And once again, what does it say? Vayelchu with his na'arim, with everybody with him. Vayelchu shneim yachtov. Three times in a very short episode. Vayelchu shneim yachtov. What is going on over here? Says the Nesiva Shalom. Dinei mehari akadosh bebinyan inyan hakeda. Shaya kidei la'aked midas Yitzchak be'avram u'midas Avram be'Yitzchak. Fascinating. The Ari Akadosh says, deep stuff here, deep stuff. The Ari HaKadosh says that Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, it was called the Akedah because they needed to bind and bound themselves together in the strengths that they had in order to withstand this Nisayon. That on their own, Avram was never going to be able to withstand this. Yitzchak would never have been able to withstand it. It was only because they binded themselves together. Listen to what that means. Sha'avram Midaso Ava. His Midas Ava. V'kosher es atmo im Yitzchak midas yiro v'gevura. He tied himself, he bound himself to the midah of gvura, of might. Why? V'adazeh kesher Yitzchak atmo im midas Avram, v'zom ha'dekasov v'yelchu shneim yachtov. What happened? When they v'yelchu shneim yachtov, when they started to walk towards Har Moriah, Avram understood, I need to tie myself to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, you're going to see, is going to need to tie himself to Avram. Why? Right? They grab the knife, they grab the fire. At that point, only Avram knew about the Akedah, Yitzchak did not. Shows my pace. Avram Avinu saw he was not going to be able to withstand the Nisayon just with his Midah of Ava. He loved Hashem so much, but that love was not going to be powerful enough to withstand what he was going to have to deal with. Right, this was going to take everything out of him. He needed gvura. There was no way Ava was going to be enough. He needed that injection from Yitzchak Avinu of might to inject him to be able to withstand what he was going to have to encounter by killing his son. And that's why it says, why did he focus first on Avram? Because since Avram bound himself to Yitzchak, he imbibed, he accepted, it's unbelievable, I never saw these psukim before and I can't see them any other way. Why did it say to Hashem, now I know that you're Yorei Hashem? What, for all those Nisyanos, he never realized that Avram Avinu had Yiras Hashem? No, it was only because during Akedas Yitzchak, he bound himself to Yitzchak. He accepted everything Yitzchak represented of that Gvura only through the Akedas Yitzchak. He should have said, I knew you were always a lover of Hashem. Like we just said, that he bound himself with his Yitzchak. What did Avram say the second time? When Yitzchak asked, what's going on over here? And he says, that's going to be, Hashem's going to find it. And then they went again. At that point, now Yitzchak found out what's going to happen. Yitzchak realized, there's no way I'm getting up on that altar. My gvur is not going to be enough to get me on that altar and be killed. He realized he needed the avas Hashem. He needed to be able, you can't have one without the other. Avram couldn't do without the gvur of the yira. Yitzchak couldn't do it without the avas. To be that committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to be in love with Hashem. Lachin akar as atzmo gam midas ha'avas shel Avram. Right, so now you have Avram Avinu, you have Yitzchak, they bow together, they pass the test. They pass the test. What happens now? What happens now? I'm just giving you play by play of what's going on. What happens now? There's one more Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov. They come back down. They come back down, they see the Na'arim waiting, the kids and his servants waiting for him, and they're going to go back. What's Avram worried about right now? He took care of the Satan Milfanenu. What's Avram worried about right now? He knows there's another Satan out there. Oh boy, I'm very worried about that Satan. Where is he going to get me? Where is he going to get me to reconsider that I made the wrong decision? Where's he going to get me? Listen to this. Nisari Abraham. He's worried about the new Satan. He was worried, is he going to start corrupting my thought process? Am I going to start to say to myself, maybe not the right decision? He knew about the Satan that tried to fool him going to the Akedah, but he was not going to be able to recognize the Satan that's behind him after he leaves the Akedah. So listen to what happens. What's what he does? Skip a couple of lines. What is that referring to? Listen to what Nesiva Shalom says. How do you think those people that were left behind felt about themselves? Here, they thought they were going on this incredible avoda, as the Nesiva Shalom calls the avoda ilais, this superior, high-level spiritual avoda. And what does Avram tell them? Wait. You know what? You're not ready for that. I'm going to leave you behind. How do they feel? Probably not very good about themselves. Comes back down. He sees they have what he calls shivron libam. They're brokenhearted. What did Avram want to do? What did he do? He dafka wanted to walk back with them. So that shivron halev, that feeling of brokenness, that feeling of humility, that feeling of lack of accomplishment would rub off on Avram Avinu. So that the Satan couldn't get him. Here he was feeling good. I passed the test of the Nisayon, of the Akedas Yitzchak, the apex of everything I had to deal with. But I'm afraid if I let my guard down, what's going to happen? The Satan's going to get me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at those Na'arim who feel so bad about the fact they couldn't participate. And I'm going to allow them to impact me. And I'm going to let them remind me I'm not so great after all. With that context, now we can understand everything the Nesiva Shalom asked. Listen to this. Let's review. All we've said so far is understanding Vayechu Shneim Yachtov, Vayechu Shneim Yachtov, Vayechu Yachtov was 3 points along this episode. Vayechu Shneim Yachtov is Avram binding to Yitzchak's Gvura. Vayechu Shneim Yachtov is Yitzchak binding to his Ava. Vayechu Yachtov is I'm not going to allow myself to allow the Satan to get me. What was the Satan doing? So listen to this. When the Satan saw, he saw, I'm not beating this guy the way I want to beat him. I got to find a creative way to handle him. So how am I going to be creative now? What am I going to do? So he says, he knew the Satan that the end of Sarah's life had come to an end. She was going to die no matter what. So you know what he's going to do? He's going to couch this death as a consequence of what? Of the Akedah. Oh, he's so good, the Satan. He says, I know he's going to die. She's going to die anyway. It was her time. It was her time, which is why the Pesukim tell us exactly what they tell us. It was her time. But I'm not going to let Avram Avinu think that way. What am I going to do? I'm going to let her think she had a heart attack because of what you tried to do to your son. And what's going to be the immediate response in his head?
I should never have done this.
And I'll get him. That's how I'm going to get him. Listen to this. He's going to sell it to him. That the cause and effect was, you tried to kill your son, you killed your wife. In order to confuse Avram, you're going to regret it, you're going to worry about it. You're going to regret everything you've done. You listen to how Avram Avinu passes the test again. Again, that Shivron Libam from the Na'arim, he has to thank those people. Those Na'arim, those young lads who are waiting there, who are brokenhearted, to rub off on him. He has them to thank. You know why? Listen to what happens. The truth was, and Avram knew it, it was came time to Sarah to die. It was exactly at that moment that Sarah was going to die. And that's the reason, now it makes so much sense. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way to make sure that every single day was accounted for Sarah? This was exactly the time in which Sarah was to die. It has nothing to do with the Satan. It has nothing to do with Akedas Yitzchak. She was destined to die this very moment, and that's why the Torah had to go out of its way to tell us that time. She was not meant, double lashon, to stress the point, she wasn't meant to live one more second, not one more minute, having nothing to do with Akedas Yitzchak. Right, Bereishis Rabba tells us that when the sun set on Sarah's life, it was at that very moment that the sun rose on Rivka's life, bidiyuk, at that very moment. And that's why the Torah had to go out of its way to tell us that, because the Satan was trying to combat it. That's why it's dafka misa sar l'akedas Yitzchak. The Satan rotsa shenira kilin istakim b'suras hakeda. What was the Satan trying to do? Say, regret it, Avram. Look, you caused your wife to die. V'Avram Avinu, amad migam b'nisayon hazeh. Take a look at this. Avram didn't just pass the Satan milfaneinu. He passed the Sata Me'acharenu. How do you know? You ready? You excited? How do you know? V'zema adakasa v'ayov Avram lispor l'sarav livkosa bekav zera. Why the small kaf? Shelo bacha lela ela ma'at. Avram Avinu says, I'm not going to start crying a lot for what you're trying to tell me. I know she lived a long life. She was destined to die. I know it had nothing to do with me. Kederach shebocha al zikenim. I know this is not a tragedy. You're not going to fool me. The Torah wanted us to know, not only did Avram Avinu pass the Satan Milfanino, the Nisayon, the number 10, guess what, says the Nesiv HaShalom? There was an 11th Nisayon, the Satan Me'acharenu. He was trying to make him feel bad. Avram says, no way, Jose, v'liv kosa, I'm going to cry over my wife that passed away after 127 years. It's no tragedy. I'm not going to cry very much. Sha'amon ben Nisayon. He stood up to that Nisayon. Ve'heven shazeu hazman. He understood. Shaisa tzrich listalak min ha'olam. He understood this was a time for Sarah to expire. U'mashapircha nishmas ein zamachmas b'suras ha'kedah. And it wasn't because of the fact that Avram caused anything. Why did it need to mention all these things? Why did the Torah need to tell us the years of Sarah's life? Why was it only by Sarah? Why v'livkosa? Why does Rashi comment on livkosa and not Sarah? All makes sense now. Because what was the Satan trying to do? He was trying to make Avram Avinu not only go down in the first Nisayon, but when he saw that he wasn't going to convince him, let's nail him on the back end. Let's convince him he made a terrible mistake. And Avram, with the Shivron Libam, with that broken heart of his Na'arim, he didn't want to allow himself to be convinced to be persuaded, to be seduced by the Sata Milfanenu. He says, I'm going to stand up to the test. Don't tell me it's because of any other reason that it was her time to go. I'm not going to cry for any more than what she deserves to be cried for, because she had lived a good, long, full life. It's not anything that you, the Sata, wanted to say. And here's the clincher. There's a Satan we confront Yomam V'Layla, one that's in front of us and one that's behind us. There are times in which we're going to face that Satan head on before we do a mitzvah, or besumera. That's not just the only nisayons we face. We face nisyonos sometimes on the back end, right? We're so proud of ourselves. We stood up to the Yetzara. He tacks out another one that we didn't expect. We fall into the trap of the second Satan, the second Yetzara, where after we are so proud of what we've done, we feel bad afterwards. And guess what, guys? When you feel bad after you've done a mitzvah, there's a pagam in that mitzvah, and the Satan has won. It's a powerful insight. We not only have to fight the Satan, the Yetzara that's in front of us, who's strong, but we've got to be sensitive. We've got to be sensitive to identify, to recognize, to realize not only the Satan milfanenu, but the Satan me'acharenu. Avraham Avinu is teaching us we have to be creative in how we react to the Satan, to be able to recognize when he's going head on, and to be able to be sensitive when he's coming behind us and sneaking up behind us. And Emir Hashem, the same way Avraham Avinu passed the test with flying colors once again, Emir Hashem, we will continue to be mechazik ourselves and to identify not just the Satan milfanenu, but the Satan me'acharenu as well. Have a great day. Oh, yeah.